Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello, my friends. My name is Sandrine. I am a quantum alchemist, transgender, and ascension mentor. Today, I would like to share with you about what it means to be a multidimensional being. So we hear that term more and more often, but what does it mean? I would like to consider first the fact that we are multidimensional beings right here, right now. So you are already existing on a multidimensional level where you are sitting right now. If you just think about your physical body, third dimension, physicality. Then you have all your emotions, your heart portal. When you start being in tune with your emotion, with your heart portal, you start walking in the fourth dimension. You start experiencing the fourth dimension, which is really connecting to yourself, connecting to others, feeling emotions, realizing that you're not just a physical body. Then we have the mind. The mind is also part of our multidimensional being. The mind and the emotions are very much part of this 4D bridge. If we stay stuck there, we're going to stay stuck in loops. For example, being a victim. Everything is happening to you. Like you're not a creator, basically. Or like being constantly angry, reacting very strongly to events, to people, and being in this kind of loop. So all of that is already part of your multidimensionality. Then you have the energetic body that surrounds you, and then the light body. So all of that shows that you are a multidimensional being right here, right now. You actually don't need to go anywhere to do astral travels, to fight in the quantum, like, with your soul that night, to be a multidimensional being. You are it already now. The interesting thing is that we have this reality now, but at the same time, we are living in many, many different realities. The first time I started accessing this, reality, I started downloading all of this information, I really did not like it. It triggered a lot in me, a lot of fears, because then, nothing matters. Who am I? Like, I might be way better there, or I might be way better there. And like, why would I even care? Might I just exit this reality? But no, it's like when we chose to first have an experience, we were placed exactly where we wanted to go, where we needed to go to have a certain experience. So our soul continues traveling over and over again, constantly coming to Earth or in other dimensions, or there, different star systems, simply because it wants to experience. There is no other purpose than experience. Consciousness created itself to experience. Consciousness doesn't want to be bored. Consciousness wants to experience. So as we were created, as we created ourselves, we place ourselves here, but we also placed ourselves in different earth through different dimensions, different parallel lives. And in different parallel lives, we might have a same body, but we might have a different family, or we could have a very different body, living in a different country, speaking in another language. It could be 2020 as I'm recording this, but it could be 200 years ago or 2000 years in the future. Everything happens at one, because the concept of linearity only exists in physicality right here, right now. In the quantum, there is no such thing as time and space. Everything happens at once. And this is why it's so triggering for so many people to even start going there. So if you're going to start going too intense, too much, yes, of course, it's very triggering. And we don't like that we're not unique. We want to think that we are the creator, the badass warrior, the goddess, the witch, and so on, and that everything we do is so important. And it is, because through multidimensional realities, we are being given the possibility to self-actualize in every single place that we go to. Self-actualize meaning realizing that we are a multidimensional being, realizing that we are not just living in physicality, that we don't either live in the 4D bridge of emotions, that we are being given the opportunity to ascend to the five dimension, which is self-actualization, realizing that everything is based on love, connection, abundance, and freedom. So once we start realizing that, we start alchemizing ourselves, because we really see that me going for the best experience I can in this life with what I'm being given, knowing that by choosing my vibration, my frequencies, I'm going to receive equally what we give, we receive, is that I'm anchoring myself to the center point, which is my heart portal. And this is where it gets very interesting. So the body of work that I channel for my Arcturian friends and Andromedans, as a fractal, we have the center point, which is our heart center. And when we anchor ourselves through our heart portal, we actually access all of our multidimensional self through different realities. So it's multidimensional self having experience on Earth in different time and space, multidimensional self having experiences in other star races, in the quantum, everything. It's like I can literally see a web created, and all Sandrine, which is not even called Sandrine, but all that I am, is being connected because I reside in my heart center, which means that as I start experiencing more and more, cultivating these frequencies of 5D reality, living from a place of love and flow and abundance and manifestation and freedom, then it literally sends that to all of me in the whole of the galaxies where I exist. So it's like I'm elevating myself. And because I'm elevating myself, like I'm anchoring myself in higher level of frequencies here and now, all the other me are also experiencing that. Therefore, also anchoring themselves in higher frequencies. Therefore, connecting more to the heart portal, sending this back to me. Also, there is a collapse of timelines, meaning that I'm going to start reclaiming more and more of my fragments, all of these, you know, souls that are, you know, everywhere. It's like I'm starting to feeling more and more the unity point inside of myself. So because I feel the unity point, because I connect to my heart center, I can start working with myself, living in different places, like, so I can have access to my future self residing in crystalline earth anchored in 7D. I can have access to myself living in ancient time in Lemuria before the fall of Lemuria. I can have access to myself, you know, in my inner child in this life, to heal and alchemize all that happened, you know, through multidimensional time and space reality. So this is being a multidimensional being. It is understanding that process, but not being scared or overwhelmed by it. But it's, to a certain extent, it's quite overwhelming, right? But through all this body of work that I'm channeling, we are anchoring it so deeply into this time and space reality that we learn to work in this present moment, understanding that the only thing that matters is presence in this moment. It's not about thinking constantly of what am I doing over here, what am I doing over there. No, it's every single zero point that I'm experiencing here. Zero point meaning pure presence in the heart, connection to choice. At every moment, I'm being given the choice to choose how I'm going to react to the experience being given. So through this fractal reflection theory that I'm channeling and teaching people, it's anchoring this in the physical body, because every cell is actually a fractal. Every cell has this fractal reflection. We are one fractal. We have fractal reflection. Everything works as above, so below, which then create parallel universe, parallel earth, right? So all of that body of work then starts with the cell on a cellular level, and then it starts expanding on this earth with me, but also in all of the other realities that I'm experiencing in my universe. It's like 12 earth in one universe. And then from that, there is another universe, 12 other earth will, you know, creating another universe, and we start expanding like that more and more. And then we can start accessing or multidimensional self with greater ease, which is like super cool. And for that, we have our very own quantum space. We have our own quantum pods. We learn about, you know, like time and space travel and so on. So that's amazing. But what I would like for you to consider is to really embrace this multidimensionality on an everyday level by alchemizing who you are right now. Not even thinking about anything else. Who am I right now? What is this body? Like, how is this body vibrating? Is there anything I can do to heal and alchemize my body so it vibrates higher? And when it vibrates higher, I'm going to be able to channel higher level of frequencies, to feel more joy, to feel more love. All of that is science, by the way. You know, like when you're healthy, you produce more serotonin because you have a healthier gut. Serotonin is the hormone of joy, of feeling good in our body. So all of that starts with science. You know, science is going to catch up eventually to all of that. So start alchemizing yourself on a physical level, and then start alchemizing yourself, your multidimensional self, through your emotions on this 4D bridge. Don't be a victim, for goodness sake. You're not a victim. You're a powerful warrior. You're the light of God. You are God. You're the powerful creatress, a powerful creator. You're not a victim. You never were and you never will. Because everything that happened to you was there to train you to be courageous, to be forgiving, to be loving to your own self, you know? And so many of us, we go through horrible shit through life. Like, of course, you know, I don't say like everything that happened to us is, oh, thank you. This is so lovely. Yeah, but it's like, okay, it happens, but I'm not going to keep on dwelling on that, because then I'm being a victim. Then I can't move away. I can't grow. I can't be free. I can't be happy. So all of that happened for a reason. I'm going to heal. I'm going to alchemize so I can be there for myself. I can grow into my alignment with my soul. I can look at understanding why I'm here. I can alchemize all my emotions by acknowledging them. So this is very important in the teachings that I'm channeling from this ninth dimension around fractals and fractal reflection and all of this alchemy work, is that we are the fractal. And so therefore, we are going to feed a whole range of the emotions that's, you know, within this fractal, within a certain degree of variability, if you like. So, yeah, we're going to keep on feeling sad and triggered and sometimes a little bit frustrated, angry all our lives because we are human. Even when we reach stealth mastery, this emotion is still going to come in our field. But the thing is that it's going to come in our field. We'll be so detached from it, so present at the center point in our heart, that we can see. So that's multidimensional work at every single moment, right? It's being present. You see the emotion coming. You do not identify with it. We don't identify with it because we are not it. We feel it because we are human. We perceive from the world. We perceive from the collective. We perceive from our family members. And we perceive from our own experience, physical body. We are always here to grow and learn and experience. So sometimes there will be something that we haven't alchemized yet, that we haven't healed yet. So like sometimes it comes as a surprise, you know, like most of the time I'm really centered, like I live on my heart portal, but all of a sudden, oh, that's coming. Where is this coming from? And it's like, woohoo, you know, something new to alchemize and understand here. So By creating this distance, you are really reclaiming your power as a multidimensional being, not identifying with a physical self, not identifying either with a 4D bridge of emotion where so many people stay trapped, because we are awakening, all of us. And I would like to invite you to really consider the fact that a lot of people are stuck at the moment in the 4D bridge because everything that's happening on Earth is so triggering. People get angry, frustrated, wounded, and victim. That is part of the purging. That is part of the awakening process. Whatever truth comes into your field and make you react, allow it. Allow it to exist, because like this awakening needs to have this kind of, it's like seeing the shadow, seeing the darkness, seeing all the shit that we didn't know about before. It's like literally the veils of illusions, you know, are coming apart, and we can see clearly. And I go, how come have I been so like oblivious to this? It's seeing that, but not staying there. It's observing, reclaiming our multidimensionality, placing ourselves into our heart, realizing that it was always probably like that, but it's not for that, that it can, it does have to continue. You know, like we do not have to judge anything. We do not have to accept it, but we do not have either to start taking a phone or like, start roaring in the street and bashing things and being super angry. We can find ways to act from alignment, from anchoring ourselves into love, into connection, into abundance, into freedom. Because when we are stuck into the 4D bridge, we are not free. We are completely jailed by our own victimhood, jailed by our own wounds and our anger. We are not free. We need to reclaim our freedom now, because we were born free beings, right? So being a multidimensional being is absolutely amazing, because it really helps us to be more and more detached from our reality. But it doesn't mean that we have to detach so much that we don't get involved and we do not care. It means that we alchemize everything, that we connect to our soul, to our soul mission, and then we take the aligned actions, meaning that we know exactly what we're here for. We know all the tools in our toolbox. We know our path, and we are heading into that direction with an open heart, but with devotion. We don't just sit on the couch and say, oh, I'm just a multidimensional being, so, you know, like, who cares? No, that is not self-actualization. Self-actualization is really embodying the light worker, the light leader, the light warrior, the divine revolutionary, the goddess, the high priestess, whatever you want to call yourself, the star seed, the multidimensional time and space traveler, the shapeshifter, and so on and so on. Be that by taking aligned action so you can serve humanity. What humanity knows is multidimensional beings that are aware of their multidimensionality, that can anchor themselves into their heart portal, living from a place of love and service, and multidimensional beings that therefore are going to take aligned actions to shift reality. We do not want reality to continue the way it has been for so long, right? So let's really, really take a moment to really consider where we are in our multidimensionality without any judgment. We only know what we know. We only do what we can with what we have, right? I'm like you, you know, like I do what I can with what I have. And at the moment, it's this screen and this little microphone and my plants looking nice, because outside, I cannot go outside. It's not nice outside. So we do what we can with what we have. Having a voice, we all have a voice. We can voice our light. We can voice our soul mission. We can share love. We can be there for ourselves. We can meditate. We can practice yoga. Yes, we can go outside on the streets if we feel called to do so. But from a place of alignment, from a place of alchemy, not from a place of deep anger where we just want to destroy everything and everyone because humans are so freaking nasty. No, 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 no. That is not being a multidimensional being committed to soul mission. And there is more information about all the containers I have mentioned around this body of work that I'm so grateful to channel from the Arcturians and Andromedans residing in the ninth dimension. Thank you, friends. So fractal shift and fractal alchemy are there for you if you want to dive deeper into that. Sending you all my love. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.